with a cowgirl, following a curve like a back road. The way she fitted in them Levi's make a man never wanna go home. I only came for a minute, now she make me wanna live it. Yeah, Southern charm ain't no joke. Thank God for a cowgirl. I fell in love with a cowgirl, and I ain't coming home. Yeah, she my 24-karat Palomino. No, I ain't gonna let her go. She got my head spinning like a rodeo. And ooh, yeah, that's the type of woman make you call your friends up and say, I fell in love with a cowgirl. I'm following a curve like a back road. The way she fitted in them Levi's make a man never wanna go home. I only came for a minute, now she make me wanna live it. Yeah, Southern charm ain't no joke. Thank God for the cowgirl.
It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We're dialed in and we are ready to go. It's the final regular season broadcast of high school basketball here on KNZA tonight. You're dialed in on 103.9 FM and we are back inside the roundhouse as the Hiawatha Redhawks play host to the Riverside Cyclones. Thank you so much for tuning in. Megan Sturton on the ones and twos back in our Hiawatha studios. And we got Paige Mueller and company with the Hiawatha channel queued up as well. Riverside in town tonight. Both these teams, really all four of these teams is what I should say, have had very good seasons. And starting with Hiawatha, the boys last night taking on Silver Lake, a two-point winner, securing them their first league championship since 2010. On the girls' side, Hiawatha, in their matchup with Silver Lake, they were also playing for the Big East League title, but number one-ranked Silver Lake showed out last night inside the roundhouse, winning comfortably. So the Silver Lake Eagles on the girls' side, the Hiawatha Redhawks on the boys' side, your 25-26 Big East League champions. Now for Riverside, the girls in the regular season title race going into last week, but their loss to Troy last Friday night really put them behind the eight ball, and obviously that league title is going to be decided tonight when Horton takes on Troy. Riverside boys, they had it in their grasp. They were 8-0 with two more league games left. They had to beat either Troy or Pleasant Ridge. They dropped back-to-back games, which allowed Valley Falls on the boys' side to capture the league championship in the Northeast Kansas League. But either way, we got double-digit win teams, ranked teams across the board here tonight. Final regular season broadcast inside the roundhouse on KNZA. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks and the Riverside Cyclones. We get you set for the girls' contest after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USV is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most. Time with your loved ones. We support your family too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling with UMB Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison. We've all heard how the only constant is change. Good thing there's one thing your business can count on, a relationship with UMB Bank. We believe businesses of every size deserve a bank that's in it for the long haul, with access to your banker and solutions that flex with you year after year. Sure, things change, but our commitment to you does not. Visit umb.com today. UMB Bank is member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hard to believe it's down to the final regular season broadcast here tonight on KNZA in high school basketball. It's Riverside at Hiawatha. Senior night here inside the roundhouse. Girls game coming up. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for this one here. Starting with the road team per usual, that is Riverside under fourth year head coach Craig Burns. Cyclones come into tonight 14-8 overall. They finished Northeast Kansas League play 8-2, which was third place behind Troy and Horton. Those two play tonight for the girls' Northeast Kansas League Championship. Kiana Hewins, a junior guard, in the backcourt, 4 points, 4 rebounds a game. Trinity Jackson on the wing. She's a 5'6 senior, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also the point guard, Nyla Duncan, the 5'3 senior leader on this team. 7.3 points, 3 rebounds, over 3 assists and 2 steals per game. And then the 2 forwards, Ella Whistler, 5'9 senior, 7 points and a team-leading 8 rebounds a game. And then the 5'9 sophomore, Kennedy Griffin, leading scorer for the Cyclones at 13.1 points per game. So again, Craig Burns, fourth-year head coach, and the 14-8 Riverside girls, Kayana Hewins, Trinity Jackson, Ella Whistler, Nyla Duncan, and Kennedy Griffin. For the number 5-ranked team in Class 3A, the Hiawatha girls, a record of 18-3. They finished Big East League play at 8-2, tied for second place with Riley County. Kylie Nelson in the backcourt, 5'5 junior, leading scorer at north of 20 points per game. Claire Twombly, a 5'8 senior, north of 4 points and 3 rebounds a contest. Laura Lears, a 5'5 senior, at 2 points and 2 rebounds a game. And then down low, 5'6 senior forward, that's Addison Williams, nearly 6 points, 4 rebounds a game. And the leading rebounder is 5'5 senior forward, Kinsey Nelson. To go along with her 6 points, she is averaging 10.2 rebounds a game. The Hiawatha girls are coached by second-year head coach, that is Stacy Jasper, number 5 ranked in 3A, 18-3 on the season. So again, for Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson, Claire Twombly, Laura Lears, Addison Williams, and Kenzie Nelson. Well, the opening tip-off here tonight, it is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Again, I'm Brandon Salmon. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Paige Mueller, Matt Morton here on the Hiawatha channel as well. Excited for this one here, Paige. Tonight, of course, you were here last night. Silver Lake was in town. Both of the Big East League championships are on the line. Obviously, the Hiawatha girls, they had a tough go, so they finished tied for second. But the Hiawatha boys, their first league title in 16 years.
Hiawatha, they really wanted to come in, and they wanted to win that Silver Lake game. But unfortunately, we knew it. Silver Lake is a lot to handle. Our girls, they fought hard. It's a hard thing to do when almost everyone on our team, they average about 5'6", and Silver Lake has some girls who, A, can really control the ball, and A, be in the paint.
Hiawatha won the girls' matchup between Riverside last year, 50-45. They're wrapping up their regular seasons, at least for Riverside tonight. Hiawatha still one more game to go next week before the playoffs, and the all-black road uniforms, the Riverside Cyclones, our first possession of the girls' game from left to right. Kennedy Griffin with the basketball. Now Trinity Jackson looking for Duncan underneath. It's tipped out of bounds by Kinsey Nelson. Just 25 on the shot clock, 7:49 to go in the opening quarter, and the first possession on either side here for Riverside. Cyclones averaging 47 points per game this season. Hiawatha giving it up at 42 points per contest. Here's Isla Duncan, quick pass to Griffin in the corner. She lets go a three, and that is nothing but net. Good start for the Cyclones here on the road. A left corner three by sophomore Kennedy Griffin, and about 30 seconds in, a 3-0 start for Riverside. Now Hiawatha on senior night, their first possession, and that's going to be a turnover. Trying to dump it down to Claire Twombly on the block. And that pass from Laura Lears, just too much on it. And the Redhawks turn it over for the first time tonight.
Hiawatha kind of struggled with ball possession last night, too, against Silver Lake.
Here's the Cyclones breaking this Hiawatha press. They get it up the floor quickly. Shot contested, no good, and a backside rebound corralled by Kayana Hewens. But they whistle Hewens going over the back, and that's our first foul of tonight's game. 7:24 to go, first quarter. Just getting going tonight. Hiawatha hosting Riverside, and the Cyclone girls out to a 3-0 lead, thanks to a left corner three by Kennedy Griffin a moment ago. Here's a post touch inside. Kylie Nelson, what a week and season it has been for her. She left the turnaround short, and the rebound cleared away by Kennedy Griffin. Comes the sophomore up the floor. Now Whistler had her pass deflected near midcourt. Isla Duncan chasing it down. She's at the head of the circle. Working man-to-man here is Hiawatha on the defensive effort, at least up top, but they spread it out in a 3-2 zone, and a deflection there by Lears, and she comes away with a steal. First Cyclones turnover here tonight. Here's Kylie Nelson, right side for three, just a touch short, and a rebound cleared away by Nyla Duncan and Riverside. Minute 20 gone by in this first quarter. Duncan's pass here to the right corner, tipped out of bounds, as Hiawatha extending out this 3-2 zone.
Hiawatha likes to play in that 1-2-2 extended zone, and they've been working pretty well for them tonight. Hopefully they can get back in the swing of things against Riverside.
Here's Trinity Jackson in the right corner. Back to the wing. It's Duncan splitting the two up top, and she's bumped and fouled. And that one going against Addison Williams, and the first foul here on the Redhawks. We played 90 seconds in this first quarter. Cyclones leading it 3-0. Here's Whistler to throw it in. Cyclone girls come in 14-8. They finished third place in the Northeast Kansas League this season. As Troy and Horton are playing tonight, that will decide the girls' Northeast Kansas League championship this season. Whistler again after another deflected pass, throwing it in from the near side corner. It's Duncan on the wing. Kind of hounded by a couple jerseys. Splits the two. Had it knocked away at the elbow, and it's taken away by Kinsey Nelson. Turnover number two here on the Cyclones here in the opening quarter. Deep straight away. Kylie Nelson, triple. Why not? She knocks it down. Kylie Nelson does it again. She broke the school record with 8 threes in a game earlier this week. She gets her first one here tonight. Now she comes away with a steal and another Cyclones turnover. We're tied at 3, 2 minutes into the game. Nelson thought about it, right about where she hit it a moment ago. Now it finds its way into Twombly in the right corner. Her three a touch strong, and the backside rebound by Kennedy Griffin. She wants to go coast to coast, dumps it to Jackson. Beautifully fed on the break. Griffin the assist. The two put in by Trinity Jackson up close, and a 5-3 lead now for the Cyclones at 5:42 to go in this first quarter. Here's Addison Williams around an Nelson screen. Now Lears in the corner, lost the handle, out of bounds for a Redhawks turnover. So both turnovers are the Redhawks here early on, kind of ill-advised. We'll see our first sub. Michaela Williams is on the floor, sophomore guard here for the Redhawks. Here's Nyla Duncan splitting two at the top of the circle. Gets it to Griffin, who dives in. A lot of contact there, no whistle. And off the miss up close, a rebound taken down by Claire Twombly and Hiawatha. Redhawks down 5-3, 5:19 to go first quarter. They go down to the block. Kenzie, oh, spins to her left. Can't make it off the window, but right there on the left block to get the offensive rebound. Stick it up and in is Claire Twombly for two. 5-5 tie, about 3 minutes in. Here's Duncan losing the handle, taken away at midcourt. Another Cyclone turnover. Nelson again misfiring on a right side three. That was Kylie. And Kennedy Griffin has her third rebound here in the early going. Trinity Jackson right back up the floor, missing a contested shot on the right block. Kenzie Nelson going to clear this one away for the Redhawks. Quickly back up the floor. Here's Michaela Williams. Left side in the corner. Twombly a three. That's partially blocked. And a late whistle. They're going to call a foul on Ella Whistler for closing out on that corner three.
I'm going to send Claire Twombly to the line for three fouls. This actually happened last night, too. Claire got to shoot three free throws against Silver Lake.
Well, Twombly's got two here in the early going. She shoots 64% at the line, and her first one, nothing but net. That gives the Redhawks their first lead at 6-5. Still two more free throws to come for Twombly. Redhawks this season, 59% as a team. And Twombly 2-for-2 with one more still to come. All four of these teams tonight we're going to see certainly have opportunities to make some good runs in the postseason. All four teams sitting in pretty good spots in their respective sum states. Twombly missed the third, so she goes 2-for-3. And that rebound for Tori Ortega, who just checked in for the Cyclones. Here is a tough turnaround in the lane by Nyla Duncan over the trees up close. And she's got her first two, and we're deadlocked at 7 apiece, 4:25 to go first quarter. Here's Addison Williams being hounded by Ortega. Back up top, Kenzie Nelson, or Kylie, to Kenzie. Now Michaela Williams thought about a right side three. Instead, goes to Kenzie down low and reaching from behind. That is Kennedy Griffin, and they're going to charge her with the foul. That is her first in team foul number three. Now, Griffin, we were there at Troy on Friday when Troy knocked out Riverside in that girls' game, and Griffin was saddled with foul trouble, didn't see much minutes throughout the course of that game. Picks up an early foul here, 7-7 tie about halfway in. Here is Nelson, that is Kylie, of course. Now Williams up top, puts it on the dribble left, on the wing now with Kenzie. Right side, Addison Williams, 20 on the shot clock here. Back up top, handing it off to Addison Williams. Now Michaela puts it on the deck two times, all the way to the rim, left the shot up close, and it was a little bit short, and it's cleared away by Riverside and Tori Ortega. 7-7 tie, 3:43 to go, girls game first quarter. Trinity Jackson, good ball fake, steps left and knocks it over. Right side long two. Second basket, 4 points for Trinity Jackson, and a timeout going to be called by Hiawatha. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. 3:36 to go first quarter. Girls game tonight. Riverside on the road leading Hiawatha 9-7. Timeout here on KMCA presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, Paige, again, hard to believe, our final regular season broadcast here on KNZA. Of course, the Hiawatha girls right now locked into the two seed and sub-state. Silver Lake will be number one, and you got Riverside right now tied for sixth in this sub-state with Oskaloosa with that 14-8 record. A lot of Big East League teams up top in that sub-state bracket.
I can definitely say Hiawatha is going to be grateful not to have to face Silver Lake right off the bat after last night. But anytime you go against any Big East League team, it's never a secure win, as this league is stacked from top to bottom.
So right now a 9-7 lead for the Cyclones here on the road. Good crowd building and forming inside the roundhouse here tonight. Here's Callie Nelson with it. Sidesteps in the lane, and she's called for a travel. Maybe a little bit too much there for the 5'5 junior working inside. And turnover number three now on the Redhawks. Cyclones get it back, working against this full-court pressure. Here's Nyla Duncan, around two, gets it up to Griffin. Beautiful passing up the floor, count it, and one. Trinity Jackson. That was four consecutive passes up the floor without a single dribble. And Trinity Jackson off to a great start with 6 points and a chance for one more.
This Riverside team is doing a great job moving the ball on the fast break. It's giving Hiawatha some trouble.
Remy Steven Morgan, who just checked in, picked up the foul. Jackson knocks in the free throw to cap the three-point play. And the Cyclones, their largest lead here early on, 3:09 to go first quarter. It's a 12-7 margin. Here's Addison Williams around a screen from Steven Morgan. They bounce it back up top with Kenzie Nelson. She works it right, hands it off on the wing. That's Michaela Williams. Now a Kenzie screen, one dribble right. Now the little two-man game. Here's the dump down, looking for Kylie. Now a three, Addison Williams. That one well short. It was the line drive variety, and fighting on the floor, Kylie Nelson for an offensive rebound, and then a foul as Nyla Duncan tried to take it away when Kenzie Nelson was on the deck. So the foul on Nyla Duncan, that is her first, team foul number four. So the final 2:43 here in this first quarter. Home team Redhawks going to be in the bonus, but the Cyclones right now with a 12-7 advantage. Get it back into the corner here. Addison Williams dives into the lane. Might have got away with an extra step. Here's Kenzie Nelson spinning on the wing, doubled up. Now hands it off to Kylie, taking it all the way, missing a shot. Pretty good look up close, and it's cleared away by Riverside and Nyla Duncan. Riverside trying to beat that press with numbers. Griffin left side up top. Duncan puts it on the deck, pulls up from the elbow, off the heel, missing left, and a rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Here comes Hiawatha into the front court, down 5, 2:14 to go opening quarter. Kylie Nelson, why not? She's real good at shooting threes. This one not there. It was high off the heel, but chasing it down after a deflection in the corner was Addison Williams. So a reset of the shot clock here. Redhawks got a little bit cold here the last couple of minutes. Kayla Williams on the dribble up top. Officially under 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Cyclones here on the road, out to a good start with a 12-7 lead. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Here's Kylie Nelson on the right wing, holding above her head, goes inside to Kinsey. Spins left, little up and under, a lot of bodies in there, and off the miss, Stephen Morgan missing. Now Kinsey gets a third opportunity, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. So Stephen Morgan had a chance on an O board after her miss. Nelson got a chance, that was Kinsey. Her third rebound, she'll go to the line to shoot two, as the foul is on Kennedy Griffin, her second, and team foul number five.
Kind of have some remnants of last year's game in Riverside, as Riverside escaped 50-45, so it was a close game last year as well.
Kenzie Nelson knocks in the first free throw, her first point tonight. Griffin has to come out with the two fouls, as Macy Mears will see the 5'5 sophomore into the game, as Nelson will try to go 2 for 2. Cyclones 12, Redhawks 8. We got a 1:37 to go first quarter. Second freebie, hits the rim twice, falls off. How about Kylie Nelson with the offensive rebound? And she goes up for it and gets fouled, and she is right to the line to shoot a pair. Well, that's got to make a coach furious, giving up an offensive rebound on a missed free throw. And that foul was on Ella Whistler, and you got your top two forwards for Riverside, each with two fouls here early on. As Kylie Nelson, 64% at the line this season, knocks in that one there. She's got 4 points and a 12-9 advantage now for Riverside. Second by Kylie. This one hits the heel, falls off. Rebound, Ella Whistler. Here comes Riverside with 90 seconds to go in this girls' game. Opening quarter, 12-9, Riverside by 3. Good hounding on the perimeter here. The Redhawks now into the corner it goes. That's Mears. Back up top to Duncan. Right back to Macy in the right corner. One dribble left. Spinning. Still with no dribble. Now to the free throw line with Ebony Alvarez, who has also checked in. Up top, Nyla Duncan, straightaway three, missing off the left rim, fighting for the rebound, and Kylie Nelson and Ella Whistler tied up inside, and the jump ball will give the possession back to the Cyclones. Down to 106 to go in this opening quarter. Cyclones 12, Redhawks 9. Hiawatha girls number 5 in Class 3A this week. Had a chance to win the league title last night, but they were upended by top-ranked in 3A Silver Lake. So the Eagles on the girls' side, your Big East League champs here in 25-26. 16 on the shot clock here for the Redhawks. All the way, floating with the right hand, missing off the front rim was Kylie Nelson. Another rebound for Ella Whistler, and the Cyclones pushing it into the front court here, left to right with Nyla Duncan. Little down low dump, shot is no good there. Ella Whistler is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Shot clock turned off. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter. The Redhawk foul going against Kenzie Nelson. That is her first. And team foul number 3. Kennedy Griffin is checking back in for Nyla Duncan. The refs are going to say this was on the floor. Wow. Riverside fans not too pleased with that. It appeared to be on the shot, but instead they get a corner 3. That one not there. Missed by Tori Ortega. And after a pin... or batted around a couple of times inside, it was finally cleared away by Addison Williams. Michaela Williams on a heavy drive and a late whistle again and a foul on the Cyclones. It may be a long night for the officials as they have really gotten active here in the early going. So the foul going against Ebony Alvarez, that is her first. Beyond the 5 team fouls, and this is Michaela Williams at the line to shoot 2. This is already free throw attempt number 8 in the first quarter for Hiawatha, and that one put in by Williams. First point tonight for Michaela, 12-10. Cyclones down 2. Second free throw, no. And it's going to be a rebound for Ella Whistler and Riverside. They can play for the final shot. 14 seconds left here in the first quarter. Here's Macy Mears. She got a look from 3. That one too long. Rebound, Addison Williams. She has 7 seconds. They get it into the front court. Here's Lears. Dumps it down, and it's knocked away. Taken away by the Cyclones. Griffin from half court. It's going to count. And it's just a little bit short. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter here tonight. Girls game after 8 minutes. Number 5 ranked in 3A, Hiawatha hosting Riverside, and the road team Cyclones leading it 12-10. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final regular season broadcast here on KNZA tonight. High school basketball. We're at the Roundhouse on senior night. Hiawatha hosting Riverside. Paige Mueller, Matt Morton with the Hiawatha Channel. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tadman with you on 103.9 KNZA. High school basketball coverage here on 103.9, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, we go to the second quarter. Riverside on the road, a 12-10 lead, as Trinity Jackson has led the way for the Cyclones with 7. Cyclones working through this zone defense being applied by the Red Hawks in their home white uniforms here tonight. Here's Tori Ortega back into the corner. Now up top it goes to Duncan. Duncan holding high above the head, now backing out beyond the perimeter, being forced out by Laura Lears. Right side, Trinity Jackson drives baseline, one-handed floater, well short. Fighting for the rebound, Addison Williams inside. They call a tie-up, and the possession arrow gives it back to the Red Hawks. So Addison Williams doing a good job inside, getting that tie-up, getting the possession back. 30 seconds into quarter number 2, and it's still 12-10 in favor of the road team Cyclones. Right now on the dribble, near side, it's Polly Rocky who checked in. She is quick to fire a long left wing 3, and pushing off the rebound is Nyla Duncan. Coast to coast, she'll draw the foul. That's what Nyla Duncan does. She can get out, get to the bucket in quick fashion, in transition. And the Red Hawk foul going against Addison Williams. That is her second tonight, and the first foul on the Red Hawks here in the second quarter. Duncan at the line, her first free throw up and in. Nyla Duncan, the 5'3 senior, honorable mention All-State last year, first team All-League in the Northeast Kansas League. Averaging over 7 points, 3 rebounds, nearly 4 assists, and 2 steals. So again, not eye-popping numbers, but just so solid across the board, and one of the elite on-ball defenders in the NEKL. She knocks in the second, goes 2-for-2, right back up the floor. Polly Rocky got a good look from 3, but off the miss, backside, out of bounds. Last touch by Michaela Williams, and a quick one-and-done possession there for the Red Hawks.
Hiawatha starting out a little bit cold. We talked about it before the game, Brandon. They are such a three-point shooting team that when it's not falling, it's going
to
be tough.
14-10 Cyclones trying to add. Missed shot left side. Tipped out of bounds underneath, and back to the Red Hawks it goes. A left elbow jump shot missed there by Ortega, and the Red Hawks down 4. A minute into the second quarter, get the possession back. Hiawatha team scoring 53 points per game. They only average 12 turnovers as well. Pretty good number. As right now on the dribble, it's Michaela Williams. Back up top, it's Kenzie Nelson. Kenzie works right, hands it off to Kylie. Kylie working around the arc, dives in, gets the left block, gets it back out to the wing. That's Michaela Williams. She gets to the free throw line, directs a pass on the right wing to Rocky. Rocky not using the dribble, now hands it off to Williams. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Down low, Kenzie Nelson. Back to Michaela, up top for 3. Got it to go. Good find there from inside out. Kenzie Nelson to Michaela Williams. And a 3-ball makes it 14-13. Cyclones plus 1. But right back up the floor, Cyclones turn it over in the far corner. It's their 5th turnover of the game. And their first here in the second quarter. And the Red Hawks get it back. 6:12 to go until the half. And trailing 14-13. Man-to-man defense being applied by Riverside. Left wing it goes to Rocky. Inside, losing the handle. Twombly saving it from going out of bounds. And Rocky sets up a three, and she connects on a three left wing. Paulie Rocky gets into the action here tonight. And on the inbounds pass underneath, a whistle and a foul going against the Redhawks. Getting a little handsy there was Michaela Williams. That is her first in team foul number two. So the Redhawks take the lead on that triple by junior Paulie Rocky. 16-14 Redhawks at 5:50 to go until the half. Now the Duncan casual, far side of the floor, left to right, into the front court. Left side pass to Ortega. She lost it. Good hustle by Kylie Nelson, getting on the floor and working hard to take that one away. Kylie Nelson forcing the sixth turnover of the half against the Cyclones. Here's Michaela Williams, right back to Rocky. Heat check left corner. This one grazed the rim short. Long rebound tipped out to the perimeter, finally corralled by Kenzie Nelson. Her fourth rebound here in the half. She had it knocked away, and it's taken away by Riverside. They want to go coast to coast. Jackson had it knocked away, and Kenzie Nelson coming away with a steal. Correction, that was Kylie. And now a whistle and a foul at midcourt going against the Cyclones. Trinity Jackson reaching in. So a little bit sloppy that last 30 or 45 seconds. Redhawks a two-point lead in the front court with the possession. Ella Whistler checking back in here for Coach Craig Burns and the Cyclones. Craig Burns, his fourth year, he's just compiled a 66-28 record, including two straight runner-up finishes in Class 2A his first 2 years. There's Nelson missing short inside, and Nyla Duncan pushing the tempo here for Riverside as they're down two. 3 minutes into the second quarter, Nyla Duncan doing it all herself on that possession right there as she makes a 10-footer in the lane and at 6 points here in the first half. It is right now 16-16. We're tied up at 4:45 to go in the second. Right side, it's Rocky. Back up top on the wing right, Michaela Williams. Now Kenzie Nelson. Correction, Kylie. Beg your pardon. Now it's Kenzie. Kenzie puts it on the dribble straight away. Bouncing to Kylie on the right wing. A little hand down, man down for three. That one bricked off the right rim. And that one taken away by Ella Whistler. We're tied at 16. 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Duncan diving in. Kicking left side. Griffin sets it up for three. That grazed the rim short. Chasing it down near side, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay here with Riverside. Two fresh bodies in for the Redhawks. We will see Laura Lears and Addison Williams check back in. Paulie Rocky and Claire Twombly getting breathers next to head coach Stacey Jasper. 4:16 to go in the half. 33 seconds on the shot clock here. Reset for the Cyclones, trying to break this 16-16 tie. Whistler, right elbow jumper, and that one a little bit long. And backside rebound for Kylie Nelson. Nelson picks it up into the front court. Up top, Michaela Williams. Now Addison Williams working into the corner. Closed out quickly by Kayana Hewens. Now a three, missing off the heel. Rebound by Ella Whistler. That one was missed by Addison Williams. Six rebounds here in the first half for Ella Whistler. Here's Nyla Duncan. Was trying to work in from the left wing. Was being hounded, and Craig Burns saw maybe a little bit of an issue there. He's going to burn a 30-second timeout. So the Cyclones in the front court with the possession, a 16-16 tie at 3:49 to go in the second quarter. Excited to bring you our broadcast here tonight. Paige and company, Hiawatha Channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNCA. All right, Paige, 16-16 tie, multiple ties, multiple lead changes, and two teams sitting in pretty good spots, more so Hiawatha in the sub-state standings. But nonetheless, two very good teams in their respective leagues this season.
You got to imagine, for Hiawatha, coming off of playing Silver Lake last night, they're probably a little bit tired. Riverside, like you said, they're a great team. They just beat Pleasant Ridge. They just lost to Troy before that, so you can tell there's some competition in the NEKL as well. If you're Hiawatha right now, not too much of a sweat. If you're Riverside right now, keep doing what you're doing. You're giving this team a great fit.
Well, we mentioned Hiawatha, of course, having that opportunity last night here at home to capture the league championship. Number one ranked Silver Lake came in, won pretty dominant fashion, 65-37. Riverside in the Northeast Kansas League, they were in the mix really up until their loss at Troy last week. Fortson and Troy playing tonight, and that will be for the girls' league title in the NEKL. Right back to the action. Kennedy Griffin getting a look inside. She's fouled in the paint, so she'll go to the line to shoot two. That Hiawatha foul, something to keep note. Addison Williams, that is her third. And at the line, the sophomore forward, Kennedy Griffin, knocks in the first free throw. She's got four here in the half and has a team leading 13 points per game for the Cyclones this season. Second, nothing but net as well. Cyclones are 5-for-5 from the free throw line here in the first half, and they retake the lead, 18-16, 3:39 to go until the half. Here's Kenzie, hands it off, Michaela Williams, left wing, two dribbles right. Now on the weave, it's Lears falling down, but getting it to Steven Morgan. Now Kylie Nelson at the elbow, working out, now diving in, knocked down to the floor, out of bounds, and that is a turnover. Might have been tripped up just a touch. The official said not enough to blow the whistle, and a turnover by Kylie Nelson. 18-16 Cyclones plus two, approaching the final 3 minutes of the second quarter. Into the corner, Kayana Hewins, baseline drive on Steven Morgan. Had it knocked away and ripped out of bounds. Good help side defense by Kenzie Nelson there, nearly forcing a turnover. The Cyclones 22 on the shot clock, 3:11 to go in the second. Trying to add to an 18-16 lead. Here's Duncan in the corner, now Griffin on the right block. Right back to Duncan. They fake, fire, long on a three with Nyla Duncan, and there for the rebound, cleared away Kylie Nelson. Pretty good look off the ball fake by Duncan, but just couldn't knock down the right side three. Now Hiawatha, methodical with it, and there's some contact and a foul on the perimeter. They'll get Kayana Hewins with her second foul. And the second team foul on the Cyclones here in the second quarter. We got 2:49 to go until the half. Back and forth we go. Cyclones here on the road leading by two. Kayla Williams got to throw it in. Finally does so to Laura Lears. Right back to Michaela. Elbow touch here up top. Kenzie Nelson, right side. Laura Lears for three. This one hits the heel twice, falls off. Kylie Nelson right there to board it, and then gets it off the second deflection. So two offensive rebounds there for Kylie Nelson, and essentially a third opportunity here for the Redhawks. Nelson, one-handed in the lane, missing off the rim twice, and ripped away. Good strong hands. Ella Whistler, another rebound here. Up the floor to Griffin. Her shot off the window is good. Kennedy Griffin's got seven here in the first half, and Coach Jasper wants to burn a timeout for the Redhawks. It is another 30. We'll keep it right here, just north of 2 minutes to go in this first half, and the Cyclones leading it 20-16. Trinity Jackson with 7 points. Kennedy Griffin has seven as well, and Nyla Duncan has six, leading the way for Riverside. A little more balance, not as much for Hiawatha, though. 4 points apiece from Kylie Nelson and Claire Twombly. 3 points from Polly Rocky. You got 4 points from Michaela Williams and 1 point in the book thanks to a free throw by Kenzie Nelson. Final regular season game tonight for Riverside. Hiawatha Page, they still got one more game next week. A little tune-up before the playoffs, a non-league game at Jeff West. So not completely done after tonight for Riverside, or for Hiawatha, excuse me. Riverside, on the other hand, they will await their destination after tonight's results. And obviously the playoffs get going next week.
I haven't seen a lot of Riverside this year, but they remind me of Riley County a little bit, another team that Hiawatha had lost to. They lost that game 51-43, and a lot of that was because of turnovers, and they were really good at moving the ball across our press.
So again, on the girls' side in the Big East, Riley County, the first league championship last year, and Silver Lake taking it down this season. Back to the action, Hiawatha down four with the ball. About 2 minutes to go in the half, 20-16. They get it into the corner, left side, Twombly fires, halfway down and out on a three, and Riverside clears it away with Ortega, who gets caught by Michaela Williams and then gets it off into the hands of Nyla Duncan. Her pass to Jackson on the right wing. Now down low, it's Ella Whistler, doubled, back to Jackson right wing. She'll get in the lane, off 1 foot, floating one up, nearly got it to go, and off the miss there. Ooh, that was an elbow. Yeah, that's got to be an elbow and a foul on Kenzie Nelson. You cannot do that. That was clear as day from up here. The elbow went high. I think Kenzie's fortunate. That wasn't just more than a common foul.
Maybe some aggression there and getting tied up in the rebound. And Kenzie is a girl. She'll go for every board possible.
Well, she averages 10.2 rebounds a game, of course, leading the Redhawks in that category. But get a sub in here for the Redhawks. Has that foul again on Kenzie Nelson offensively, her second. So the Cyclones get one in quick. There's an air ball from the left wing on a three. That was an easy rebound there for Claire Twombly. Not a good possession there for the Cyclones. And back into the front court, Kylie Nelson working around a screen. They go under. She'll fire a three, missing off the left rim, and a rebound for Riverside. Back and forth we go. A lot of one-and-done possessions here in this second quarter for both of these teams. Here's Duncan into the front court. Cyclones by four. Whistler at the free throw line. Trinity Jackson on the right wing. Whistler down left, spins left, fades away, missing a shot. That was great defense by Claire Twombly, and she'll clear it away. Here's Kylie Nelson. Long pass, left corner. It's Rocky. Now Kenzie Nelson left wing. Back to Kylie on the right wing. Now Kenzie a touch. Back and forth wing to wing. 57 seconds and counting until the half. 4-point Cyclones lead. Here's Michaela Williams left side. Not using the screen, going left of it. Now dribbles it back out ahead of the circle. 12 on the shot clock here for the Redhawks. Wanting a post touch, and Ortega gets a hand on it, takes it away, and a foul on the Redhawks. Good job by Tori Ortega defending on the perimeter. And the foul going against Pauly Rocky, that is her first. And that is team foul number 5. So the Cyclones will walk 90 feet to shoot free throws. Trying to add to a 4-point lead with 43 seconds to go until the halftime break.
Hiawatha and Riverside used to be big 7-league foes. Some of these girls know each other from other sports as well. They've played them a lot of long league contests, softball, volleyball. So they're a familiar team for these ladies.
Ortega at the line, and she knocks in the first free throw attempt, her first point tonight. 5'7 sophomore averaging just north of 5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And we were at Troy last week when Riverside was there, and she led the way in that loss with 13 points. And now she made the second free throw, and then a whistle. They're going to count it. Maybe a lane violation. Either way, they say that one counts. So 2 for 2 there. Tori Ortega gets on the board. And a 6-point Cyclones lead at 22-16. Into the front court here, right to left, Kylie Nelson. Left side to Rocky in the corner. Back up to Kylie. Now Kinsey a touch, right side on the wing. About a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Kylie, open, right side three. It was on target, but long. Offensive rebound, though, for Pauly Rocky. And the shot clock is turned off with 20 seconds to go. Kylie looking for Kinsey down low. She saved it, but to the wrong team. It's a turnover by the Cyclones. Here's Nyla Duncan, stopping, popping, missing up close. And then it's knocked away off the rebound attempt by Trinity Jackson. Bodies are on the floor, just 5 seconds. Riverside gets it back. Ortega's open for three, missing off the front rim, and cleared away by Kenzie Nelson, and frustration to end the half for the Redhawks as the Cyclones come into hostile ground and take a 6-point lead here at the halftime break. Girls game off and running. We're at the halftime break, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. It's the Cyclones 22 and the Redhawks 16. We'll have more right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
From multi-peril to specialized coverage, Riverstone offers tailored plans that understand the unique challenges of our local agriculture. We work with the USDA to bring you federal programs. Call Riverstone Insurance today for a free, no-obligation consultation. Let's build a plan that yields results, no matter the forecast. Visit us at riverstoneins.com or call. That's Riverstone Insurance Group. Growing confidence, harvesting security.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KMCA tonight. Thanks again for tuning in. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tedman with you. We got Paige, we got Matt doing the Lord's work on the Hiawatha channel. We appreciate it very much. Final regular season broadcast on KMCA tonight. Riverside inside the roundhouse. Girls game at the half. Again, our score, Cyclones 22 and the Redhawks 16. Let's go right into the first half stats here tonight. Riverside led 12-10 at the end of the first quarter, and they would outscore the Redhawks 10-6 in that second 8 minutes to give us this 22-16 Cyclones first half lead here tonight. Riverside had four players score, seven from Trinity Jackson and Kennedy Griffin. You had 6 points from Nyla Duncan, and then 2 points via the free throw line. That was Tori Ortega. For Hiawatha, individual scoring tonight, 4 points apiece from Kylie Nelson, Claire Twombly, and Michaela Williams. You also had 3 points from Pauly Rocky, and 1 point as well from Kinsey Nelson. A lot of missed shots, which means a lot of rebounds. Right now, unofficially, Hiawatha out-rebounding Riverside in the first half, 22-20. Both teams okay in the turnover department, as both teams committed 7 first-half turnovers. Riverside hit 1-3, Redhawks hit 3 threes, and then the free throw shooting numbers, Riverside a perfect 7-for-7 at the line in the first half. Redhawks, they were 5-of-9 from the charity stripe in that first half here tonight. As always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, that is Holton, Mike Tanke, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, that is Jacob Yang, Stink Courtney Brockoff. More halftime coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here on KNZA, also the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Girls game at the half here tonight at the Roundhouse. And the number 5 ranked team in Class 3A, Hiawatha, after losing the Big East League Championship game last night to Silver Lake, trying to bounce back as we're inching closer to the playoffs beginning next week. And Paige, let's get your thoughts on this first half. Riverside, a quality team out of the Northeast Kansas League. They're 14-8. They finished third place at 8-2 in their respective conference. And right now, doing it with defense, 22-16, they lead the Redhawks here at the Roundhouse tonight.
Well, Riverside is striving, is getting into the fast break, getting into the lane, and barely having to take some dribbles sometimes to get an easy layup. For Hiawatha, where they live and where they die is behind the arc, and right now they're just not falling. They're going to need to figure out, hey, how can we get a better shot? Hey, can we drop the ball out to the three? Can we go inside? They got to figure out a better offensive strategy, because right now, Riverside, they're the better team.
Well, they've just been doing it again on the defensive efforts, and they got 7 first-quarter points from Trinity Jackson. 5 of the 7 for Kennedy Griffin came in the second quarter. Nyla Duncan, 4 of her 6 points in that second quarter as well. Again, the Cyclones, a 12-10 lead after one. 10-6, their advantage in quarter number two. Our score at the half, 22-16 in favor of the road team Cyclones. Final 2-minute timeout, girls second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Into Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. We got Megan Sturton, I'm Brandon Tadman, we got Paige, we got Matt, everybody involved at the Hiawatha Channel. We appreciate it very much. Here tonight, girls game about to start the third quarter. Road team Cyclones of Riverside leading it 22-16. Hiawatha girls number 5 in Class 3A this week. Their record is 18-3. Currently locked into the 2 seed in the Sabetha Regional with the playoffs starting next week. Riverside coming into tonight 14-8. They finished third place in the Northeast Kansas League and right now tied with Oskaloosa for sixth place in the Sabetha Regional. They are two games up in the win column on the team right behind them, and that is Nemaha Central. They are a game back in the loss column of the 5 seed in the regional right now. That is another Big East League team in Jefferson West. Teams going starters to begin this third quarter. We'll switch sides of the floor. Road team Cyclones, a 6-point lead in the opening possession from right to left. Here we go. Start of the second half here in the roundhouse tonight. Here's Whistler at the high post, backing up near the 3-point line, and then she had the ball knocked away, and it's ultimately picked up by Hiawatha as it's turnover number 8 for the Cyclones in this game. Good start defensively here for the Redhawks. They have their first possession from left to right here in the third quarter. Addison Williams on the dribble, high left on the wing. Straight away it goes. It's Michaela Williams dribbling to her left, very casual with it. Now picking up the pace around the screen. That should be a travel, and that is the case. Called against Addison Williams. And both teams with 8 turnovers here tonight, and both teams turning it over on their first possession here of the second half. Nyla Duncan receives the inbounds pass from Ella Whistler. Casual with it into the front court. Not casual. Jackson for 3, right corner. A tie off the heel. Tipped out of bounds, and it goes back to Hiawatha. Pretty good look, right corner for Trinity Jackson, the 5'6 senior. And off the miss, ricochets out of bounds. And still scoreless between the two, 45 seconds into the third quarter. Angling on the dribble right to the wing, that is Addison Williams, the waist-high dribbles. Looking up top, nothing there, trying to find Kinsey on a cut. The pass got there late, and Kinsey, after a deflection by Griffin, touched it last. And the Redhawks back-to-back turnovers here to begin the third quarter.
You got to imagine that Stacey Jasper talks to them in that locker room like, hey, we got to make these points count when we get the ball.
7 minutes to go, third quarter, 22-16 Cyclones. Here's Kayana Hewins on the block. Good defense by Kenzie Nelson, and that forces a turnover as Michaela Williams comes away with a steal. Michaela Williams diving in a touch, kicking out left. That 3 short from the left corner. Kayana Hewins clearing it away for Riverside and then trapped immediately in a double team and somehow got it away to Nyla Duncan. Cyclones got numbers if they get it up the floor. Griffin sets and tees up a 3, and the line drive left wing triple is knocked down by Griffin. Good job by Duncan to see the scenario, get it up the floor quickly. Griffin now with 10 points to lead all scores, And the largest lead for Riverside at 9. Trying to answer Addison Williams straight on 3. That halfway down and out, or that was halfway down and out. Nyla Duncan the rebound, and then a foul on the Red Hawks. Michaela Williams picks up her second and the first foul on the Red Hawks here in the second half. Now, we've talked about it even off-air, Paige. The Red Hawks, they've been so good this year, but they have lived and died by the outside shot.
The rim's been a little unfriendly here tonight.
Here's Griffin in the right corner. Cyclones by 9, their largest lead here tonight. Whistler at the high post, turning and facing, but gets it back to Duncan up top. She'll skip to Griffin. Now Kayana Hewins, a post touch. She lost it off her right knee, out of bounds for a Cyclones turnover.
That was great defense there in the paint by Claire Twombly. Stood straight up and used height she has to cause turnover.
Tori Ortega checks back in here for Riverside. She'll take the spot of Kayana Hewins. Little pause in the action here is Michaela Williams having to get the right elbow taped up. Maybe a cut on there. The officials letting her stop play. Get that right elbow taped up real quick. 5:57 to go, third quarter. Right now the Cyclones in control. 25-16, they lead it. They've scored the lone 3 points here in the first couple minutes of the third quarter. Yeah, we got Paige Mueller, Matt Morton and crew, Hiawatha Channel. If you want to cue us up that way, if you get on the road, KNZA 103.9, Megan and Brandon with you on that side of it. Back to the action. Here's Kylie Nelson, splitting two. Had it rejected by Whistler, the block shot. And here's Nyla Duncan forcing the issue up the floor here for Riverside. Whistler, after the block, tries a three, left it short. Rebound for Hiawatha. Boy, good look there, straight on for Whistler, couldn't convert. Here's Kenzie Nelson, gets it off to Kylie. Deep right wing triple, yes. Kylie Nelson, she's been a little quiet tonight, averaging nearly 21 points per game. That's her second three tonight. And she's got 7, makes it 25-19 Cyclones. And Kenzie Nelson comes away with a steal inside for a turnover here in the quarter by the Cyclones. Addison Williams, left side, another block shot by Whistler. This time the foul is called. Claire Twombly, the receiving end of that pass, will go to the line to shoot 2.
Hiawatha so far kind of struggled at the free throw line, just over 50%, so hopefully that can improve here with Claire Twombly.
That is the third foul on Ella Whistler. Claire Twombly is at the line. She's got 4 points and 4 rebounds tonight, but that first free throw a little bit too strong, no good.
Yeah, that's on me.
Maybe you'll start to believe in the announcer jinx.
I never
you'll
did
get
it.
There. That's fair. I try not to get involved in that, but sometimes you say it, and before you know it, you have cursed somebody. Second on the way. That one good. Twombly goes 1 for 2. She's got 5 in the game. And the lead for Riverside is 5. So the last 4 scored by the home team Redhawks. 25-20. Cyclones leading. We played 3 minutes of the third quarter. Whistler the high post touch. Driving in. And a knocked away. And another steal for Hiawatha. This time taken away by Laura Lears. Cyclones had all of 7 turnovers in the first half. They already got 5 here in the third quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson. They go under the screen. You can't do it. But a little bit strong, just grazing the back iron, and out of bounds back to Riverside.
Kylie Nelson.
I was just going to say, you would think you should never go under a screen when they're trying to get Kylie Nelson a little bit more open.
He took the words out of my mouth.
That time, unable to make the Cyclones pay, but there's another pickpocket, another steal for the Red Hawks. Cyclones can't stop turning it over. Here's Michaela Williams, thought about it, left side, gets it right back. This time she'll cue up a 3, this one off the front rim. And knocked away from Kennedy Griffin after the rebound, and a whistle and a foul inside going against the Red Hawks.
Hiawatha's kind of been in a little bit of foul trouble here early.
Well, just the first on Kylie Nelson, team foul number 2 here in the quarter, 4:25 to go in the third. Right now the Cyclones leading it 25-20. Whistler comes out, she's got 3 fouls. Checking in right there for Ebony Alvarez. 4:20 to go, clock moving, third quarter. 5-point Cyclones lead. Hiawatha extending out, a 3-2 zone defense. Alvarez in trouble on the right wing, and there's a bump, there's a foul. Moans and groans from the Hiawatha fans as they cue up Michaela Williams with her third in team foul number 3. Right about midcourt, far side, Nyla Duncan picks up the pace. Gets it to Alvarez in the right corner. She'll dive in, has it knocked away. Just out near side corner, last touch by Griffin, and another Riverside turnover. This is becoming an issue for the Cyclones here in the third quarter. That is their 7th turnover already, And we have played 4 minutes in this third quarter. They had all of 7 turnovers in the first half. But still lead it by 5, 25-20. Trying to force the issue here on Addison Williams. It's knocked away, out of bounds, and Williams the last to touch it as Hiawatha turns it over for the 10th time tonight. Paige, both teams a little bit sluggish here in the third quarter.
Maybe they're ready for the weekend.
Well, this is the fourth game for Hiawatha in the last week. Their third this week. They played Tuesday last night, and now here tonight. Here's Alvarez, left side for the Cyclones. They don't tee her up, and she banks in a left side three. Boy, the fans were just begging the Alvarez to shoot that. She did, and it's 28-20 Cyclones. Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Kylie Nelson going to work, sidestepping, had it knocked away in the paint, taken away, turnover Redhawks. Here's Griffin, she'll pull a transition three. It is off the heel strong. Rebound Kinsey Nelson and a foul on the Cyclones. They get Trinity Jackson with her second, and Cyclone team foul number two here in the quarter. Holly Rocky checking in here for the Redhawks. I'm sure a very quick breather on tap here for Kylie Nelson. And then Macy Mears also checking in late for the Cyclones as she takes the spot of Trinity Jackson. 3:14 to go in the third. Cyclones 28, Redhawks 20. Excited for the boys game here tonight as well. A few games we've done here on KNZA. I'll tell you what, fan support here for Hiawatha has been very good all season. Trying to will their team back here in the girls game in the second half. Redhawks down 8 with the possession. Here's a nice move into the lane. Shot off the window. Good by Michaela Williams. Her first points of the second half. She's got 6. 28-22. That is the lead for the Riverside Cyclones. And then Griffin in the paint losing it. And taken away once again. A steal for Polly Rocky and another third quarter turnover by the Cyclones. Cannot get out of their own way. Yet still lead it by 6 here on the road. 2:30 to go in this third quarter. Here's Rocky, right side on the wing. Cyclones going man-to-man. Kayla Williams, long skip pass into the corner with Lears. Now left wing Williams, driving, bumped out. Good defense, Ortega. Still has it in the corner. Michaela Williams trying to spin on Duncan. That is a hard task to complete. Redhawks get it into the right corner. Kenzie Nelson on the block, trying to wrap a pass around on the backside of Michaela Williams. It was the right idea, just wasn't too precise on the pass, and the Redhawks turn it over underneath.
Riverside double-teams Kinsey in the paint. It was a great look, a little bit too strong.
That is the fifth third-quarter turnover on the Redhawks. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Cyclones trying to pull one out here on the road. They lead it 28-22. Duncan, little step back, three. Oh, yes. Nyla Duncan buries a triple from the left wing, doing it by herself on that possession. And the lead tied for the largest at 9, 31-22 Cyclones, minute 45 to go in the third. Wide open left wing, Addison Williams spins in one. There's a triple for Hiawatha. Addison Williams gets her first three. She shoots it outside at 28%. 31-25, Redhawks trail, 90 seconds to go in the third. Here's Griffin diving in, flips it up, couldn't get the English on it. And another rebound for Kinsey Nelson. She's got 9 of them here in this game tonight. Into the corner, Laura Lears. Boy, Kenzie thought about an NBA range three, closed out. Now Michaela tries straight away. It was on target, but long. And off the heel, a rebound for Macy Mears. Approaching the final minute of this third quarter, Riverside with Duncan into the front court. Now in the paint, diving, flipping up with the left hand. It's not there for Griffin. Upset, fans wanted a foul, no call. Nelson, her 10th rebound, that's Kenzie. Final 53 seconds, transition three, left side. It's good by Laura Lears. It's a three-point game, 31-28 Cyclones. Clock moving at 43 seconds left in the third. A 6-0 spurt in the blink of an eye for the Redhawks. Here's Griffin at the free throw line, turning and facing. Left side it goes to Ebony Alvarez. Jana knocked away by Rocky, out of bounds. And it's last touch by Rocky. A couple subs in for the Redhawks. Kylie Nelson right back in. Remy Sieben Morgan as well. Addison Williams getting a breather alongside Michaela Williams. 8 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock. 22 on the shot clock. 30 seconds on the game clock, and that entry pass. Boy, it was lazy. And another turnover by the Cyclones. Kylie beats everybody up the floor. Lays it in for 2. She has got 9. It's a one-point game. 31-30 Cyclones. 16 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Duncan. Into the corner it goes. Now back to the wing. Nice move. Ortega floating. It's an air ball. Another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. 5 seconds here for the Redhawks. Here's Kylie Nelson. steps in right side. That three is blocked by Griffin, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. What a great defensive effort by Kennedy Griffin, not allowing Kylie Nelson to get a good look at the end of the horn there. But either way, how about it? An 8-0 run for the Redhawks to end the third quarter. And we go to the final 8 minutes in our girls' game tonight inside the Roundhouse. It is the Cyclones of Riverside 31, the Redhawks of Hiawatha 30. Back after 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA, the final regular season broadcast. We are very excited to get the postseason coverage going next week. We got Paige, Matt here with the Hiawatha Channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNCA. Well, Paige, the Hiawatha girls in the third quarter on an 8-0 run. And right now that Cyclone 9-point lead in the blink of an eye is 31-30 now as we go to the fourth quarter.
Hiawatha, they're starting to get a little bit hotter from behind the arc, and hopefully that continues.
So the Redhawks with the opening possession here of the fourth and final quarter. Chance to take the lead. They set it up for Kylie Nelson. Baseline drive from the left corner. Gets doubled. Good defense. Knocked away. Ball trickles out of bounds. No, it's picked up in the corner by Trinity Jackson, and that is a turnover for the Redhawks on their opening possession of the fourth quarter. Now the Cyclones a chance. Trinity Jackson for three. That hits the front rim. Falls off. Chasing it down for an O board is Kennedy Griffin. Now Duncan tries, and she's fouled on a left wing three. So both teams tonight have been fouled on a three-pointer. And now Nyla Duncan a chance at the line to shoot three of them. That foul, by the way, on Polly Rocky, her second. Team foul number one, Nyla Duncan to shoot three.
How many times are you going to see that twice in a game?
Feel like it's not all that often. Nyla Duncan knocks in the first. She's got 10 to join Griffin for a team high. 32-30 is our score. Now 33-30 Cyclones. 2 for 2 so far. One more still to come here for Nyla Duncan. Kayana Hewins checking back in here for Griffin. And also Michaela Williams checking back in on the home team side for Rocky. Third and final free throw on this attempt for Nyla Duncan. She is perfect on all three, and she leads all scorers with 12 tonight. Cyclones 34, Redhawks 30. 7:24 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a long skip pass, but it's read well, and a steal for Kayana Hewins. She gets to the left block, through contact, missing a shot up close. Off the deflection, another rebound for Kenzie Nelson. Here's Addison Williams back up top to Kenzie. About a minute into this fourth quarter, Cyclones on the road, leading by four. Here's Michaela Williams now. Now Kylie all the way, shot high off the window, couldn't get it. Backside rebound missing, and it still tips around, and an opportunity there for Remy Steven Morgan. Then off that second miss, it was finally cleared away by Ella Whistler. Here's Duncan straight away. Cyclones leading by four with the possession. Now Hewins, left corner, post touch, and it's knocked away in a steal. Turnover by the Cyclones. Kinsey out to Kylie. Triggers the three. That is an air ball, but Michaela Williams, right place, right time, and underneath. Boy, she's going to be fouled, and tempers getting a little up in the red right now for both these teams. You can see the intensity out there.
Not quite surprised, though.
The foul was on Ella Whistler. Goodness, that is her fourth. That'll bring Griffin back to the scorer's table for the Cyclones. 90 seconds into the fourth quarter, Cyclones by four. Kylie Nelson took it off the face, but put it right back down on the dribble. Here's Michaela Williams, swinging it left on the wing. Here's now a baseline drive, shot through contact short. Missing there was Addison Williams, and taking it all the way, missing in transition. That was a difficult shot put up by Trinity Jackson, and that one cleared away by Addison Williams. About 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, still sitting 34-30, Riverside. Addison Williams, good defense being applied to her up top. And now a whistle away from the ball, and I think either an offensive foul, and that is the case. An illegal screen away from the ball set by Michaela Williams, and that is her fourth. And she's got to come out. Laura Lear's going to check in for her.
Michaela, who averages just under 11 points per game, she's been quiet here tonight. Just a six, and this fourth foul isn't going to help.
5:55 to go in this girls' game. Cyclones 34, Red Hawks 30. Both teams were certainly in the mix for their respective league championships. Red Hawks with a win last night could have been the Big East League champs, but Silver Lake getting that done here in the roundhouse. Kayana Hewitt had her shot blocked at the elbow, and Remy Seaman-Morgan able to grab it off the deflection. Backdoor pass, Lear! That's well done. Laura Lear's finding an opening down low. She's got 5:34-32 Cyclones. On the block, Ortega, her pass into the corner with Jackson, being hounded by Addison Williams. Gets it right back to Trinity Jackson in that right corner. 20 seconds on the shot clock here. Jackson right back. This time she'll fire. Missing on a three in the corner. And a good box out and rebound by Stephen Morgan. Her fourth forward here tonight. A two would tie it. A three would take the lead. Red Hawks trailing by two. About 3 minutes into this fourth quarter. Right now on the dribble is Addison Williams between the rings being hounded by Ortega. Still on the dribble. Now left wing. Curling around the arc. That is Lears along two. Nearly banked it in from the right wing. Stephen Morgan, an offensive rebound. Skips to Kylie Nelson. Open three for the lead. No, she couldn't get it. Out of bounds. Last touch by Lears. And the Cyclones, very fortunate, giving one of the best shooters in the league a wide open left wing look. But fortunate for the Cyclones. Nelson a touch short. And Riverside gets the possession back at 4:47 to go, leading by two.
Kylie has made 69 threes so far this year. She's one girl you don't want to leave open.
Well, she broke the school record for threes in a game. That big win against Sabetha earlier on Tuesday. And the Cyclones are going to burn a timeout here as they work it into the front court. It is a full. We'll follow suit. Don't go anywhere. 4:43 to go. Girls game in the roundhouse. Cyclones 34, Red Hawks 32. We're back in a tight 30 here on KNCA.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNCA tonight, presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Girls game, it has been fun, intense, action-packed. Paige and Matt with the Hiawatha Channel, Brandon and Megan here on a KNCA. Cyclones of Riverside holding a slender two-point lead, 34-32, 4:43 to go in the game. Cyclones with that two-point advantage in the front court, the possession here out of the timeout as Hiawatha comes out in a 3-2 zone. Nearly getting a steal with Kylie Nelson, but on the wing with Duncan. She'll get in the lane. High floater, missing short off the front rim, and a rebound cleared away for Laura Lears. Here come the Red Hawks again down two as we approach 4:20 to go in the game. Fifth out of bounds, far side. Last touch by Ortega. So Hiawatha will keep. 28 seconds here on the shot clock. Someone's got to throw it in. Finally, Lears, left side of her own backboard, squares it up. Left side of the official, gets the ball. And a long pass beyond the perimeter. And Nelson a three. No, missing off the right rim. That was a deep one straight away, chasing down in the corner. And they're going to say it was last touch by Riverside and Ebony Alvarez. So a fresh shot clock here. At 4:19 to go in the game, 34-32, Red Hawks trail. Riverside, they have squandered multiple nine-point leads in this game. Here is Kylie Nelson to Kenzie. Little work up top. Now back down Kenzie on the right wing. It's Lears in the right corner. Over the top, Stephen Morgan, one dribble, missing the shot. Backside, put up and in, count it, and one. That's Claire Twombly with a chance for the old-fashioned three. And the game is tied, 34-34, 4:07 to go.
Big play there by the senior Claire Twombly. Saw the rebound and missed by Remy Seymour, and he's able to put it up and one.
Trinity Jackson picks up her third foul. Both teams two fouls each in this fourth quarter. Addison Williams has checked back in for the Red Hawks. Good minutes there by Stephen Morgan, trying to get the lead here. Twombly cashes The three-point play has 8 points in the game, and the Redhawks have a lead, 35-34, 4 minutes in. 4 minutes to go in this fourth and final quarter. Here's Griffin left side, dumps it down. Ortega, jump shot left side, hits the rim four times and drops through there. Big shot. Tori Ortega, she's got four. The Cyclones retake the lead, 36-35. Nobody gets back on defense. And too easy on the right block. It's Claire Twombly who's got 10. 37-36, Redhawks by one. 3:38 to go. Here's Nyla Duncan into the front court, down the middle right to left. Long pass right corner, Ortega has it. Now high on the wing, it's Jackson, back to Duncan straight away. Triples a couple steps in, now Jackson right side. 20 on the shot clock here. Duncan thought about pulling, puts it on the dribble, right back to Jackson. One dribble left, Alvarez to Griffin in the corner. Baseline drive, flips it back to the high post here. Jackson threw one up, got some contact. And after all that, Trinity Jackson will go to the line here for Riverside. They get Laura Lears with her first foul. Redhawks team foul number three. 3:13 to go in the game. 37-36 Redhawks. Jackson, her first at the line. This one, no good. She has 7 points tonight, does Trinity Jackson. All seven of them came in that first quarter. Trying to tie this thing up. If she can knock down this second free throw, she's able to do so. Her first points, Trinity Jackson, since the first quarter. A timeout on the floor. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Paige Mueller, 3:13 to go, 37-37 tie.
You can tell Hiawatha, they're finally starting to figure out Riverside's defense. They are scrappy, they're quick, but when Hiawatha's able to kind of draw them away, draw them towards Kylie Nelson, it leaves someone open. That lets Claire Twombly with a really pretty bucket underneath. And Hiawatha, I think they're finally trying to take a couple breaths and be like, okay, it's not that scary.
Well, you mentioned some tired legs. Hiawatha playing their fourth game in the last 7 days. You got to go back to last Friday. And they beat St. Mary's. They beat Sabetha on Tuesday before dropping that one to number one Silver Lake last night, which gave the Eagles the Big East League title here in 25-26. But this Hiawatha team still 18-3 on the season. Their only losses to Rock Creek, Silver Lake, and Riley County. But Riverside taking them the distance here tonight. 3:09 to go. Clock moving south. 37-37 tie. Redhawks in the front court trying to retake the lead. Here's Kenzie on the high post. Kylie cutting. It's not there. Kylie comes back out. Now gets to the elbow straight away. Ball fake there. Addison Williams working left. Now Twombly in the corner. 14 on the shot clock here for the Redhawks. Get it off to Kylie straight away. 9 seconds now. Addison Williams left corner. Baseline drive. Threw up a shot. She drew the foul. Long possession. Free throws coming for Addison Williams. Ebony Alvarez charged with the foul. That is her second. And team foul number three. So both teams, one foul to give here with 2:43 to go in the fourth quarter. The first free throw by Addison Williams is up and in there. And the Redhawks retake the lead at 38-37. 4 points tonight for Addison Williams. She's got five rebounds. She missed the second. And the rebound for Riverside. 38-37, Redhawks plus one. 2:35, clock moving in this fourth quarter. Here's Nyla Duncan straight away on the dribble waistline. Nearly had it taken away. Hits it off to Trinity Jackson. Her pass deflected. Williams saves it. What a hustle play. Two-on-one break. Kylie Nelson can't make the shot left side. In transition. And it's cleared away by Griffin. And we get a whistle and a timeout for an injured Riverside Cyclone. That is Macy Mears, who is slow to get up. Or correction, beg your pardon, it's Trinity Jackson. Macy Mears coming in for Jackson. So again, Jackson, who's had a nice night with 8 points, has to come out, at least for the time being, hoping nothing serious. Macy Mears in for her. 2:19 to go in the game. Hiawatha holding on to a 1-point lead at 38-37. Here's Nyla Duncan into the front court. 3-2 zone defense right now for the Redhawks. Here's Mears, left side, wanting to dump it down low to Griffin. A lot of traffic. Mears able to gather off the deflection in the corner. And Coach Byrne, seeing that double team, has to call a timeout with 2:06 to go. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. Cyclones with the possession, down one. Redhawks 38, Cyclones 37. 2:06 to go in the game. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming down on the final 2 minutes of this girls' game tonight. It's been a ton of fun. Hiawatha hosting Riverside, two teams in pretty good spots when we get to the playoffs next week, but both trying to finish one out here tonight. The Cyclones have had two separate nine-point leads, but have squandered here as we head down to the final 2 minutes of this game. Cyclones down one to the Redhawks, 38-37, as both teams coming out on the floor here. The Cyclones will have it underneath their own basket. 2:06 to go in the game, 20 on the shot clock. Near sideline to throw it in, Ebony Alvarez. Tipped out of bounds. Good play there by Twombly. It took 1 second off the shot clock, so 19 on it. Cyclones will just move down towards the near side corner with Alvarez to try to throw it in again. This was a 31-30 Riverside lead going into the quarter. Duncan had a pretty good look from three. Couldn't get it to go. Bodies hit the floor. The tie-up is there. And Riverside will get the possession back after Lear snagged that rebound.
Good effort there by the senior, Laura Lear. She's had some good minutes here tonight. Ivor with four steals, 5 points, and a rebound.
38-37 Redhawks. 2 minutes to go, and there's a steal by Kylie Nelson. Little two-on-one. Shot rejected at the rim. Kylie gets it back, throws it up, hits the heel, falls off. Riverside coming away with the rebound down low. It's Tori Ortega, and tied up on the far side, hitting the floor hard was a Redhawk there. Hiawatha's going to be charged with a foul. It's going to be on Addison Williams. That is her fourth. And Paige, help me out. I thought it was Laura Lears went down hard in that far side corner. So a little pause for an injury timeout. We got a minute 47 to go. Cyclones are going to get the possession back here. Down one, 38-37. But, you know, we're checking on Laura Lears, who's injured on the far side of the floor. But that's back-to-back possessions, Paige, where the Redhawks force a turnover, get numbers in transition, and miss back-to-back shots right at the rim.
Those shots, you know, they have to be rushed because they're the nature of a fast break, but you also have to make sure you're getting a good shot. If you're too far underneath the basket, wait, pop it back out. If you're too far inside, you just got to be careful.
Well, I'm not one to usually speculate injuries by any stretch, but it looked like the head might have hit the court a little bit and just maybe the wind kind of knocked out of Laura Lears and up walking to the sideline, so that's good to see. As we get back to the action, the Cyclones get another opportunity, down one with a minute 45 to go in the game. 38-37, home team Redhawks. Little give and go. Griffin bumped at the elbow after receiving a pass from Duncan up top. And the foul on the Redhawks going against Kylie Nelson, her second, team foul number five, which means free throws coming here for Kennedy Griffin. The minute 39 to go and her team down one, the first one up, and it is nothing but net. The sophomore Kennedy Griffin, the team leader in scoring at 13 a game, has 11 tonight. We are even Stevens, 38-38 with a minute 39 to go. Griffin, one more free throw. 3 for 3 tonight at the line. And the announcer, Jinx, comes heavily into play. That one no good. Bodies hit the floor on the rebound attempt. And let's see who the call is on here. Oh, goodness. A foul on Hiawatha.
It looks to me that if they're hooked on to the rebound, they're going to get that foul on Kinsey Nelson. And that'll send, again, Riverside to the line.
You get the boos from the far side crowd. You get the somewhat sarcastic cheers from the Riverside fans.
You said it was getting chippy. I think now it definitely is.
Michaela Williams on the floor now, minute 38. Chance for Macy Mears, and some would say the ball don't lie. Mears missing the first free throw, so we're still tied, 38-38. Minute 38 to go in the game. Mears still has a second, trying to get her first point tonight. She does. and a big one to give the Cyclones a one-point lead with under a minute 40 to go, 39-38 Riverside. Big possession here. Kenzie Nelson dives in, kicks it up top, Michaela Williams. Now Addison puts it on the dribble. Now Kenzie Nelson, right corner, 22 on the shot clock, 1:23 to go in the game, Redhawks down one. Try to get it open to Kylie Nelson on a curl. They close out quickly. Addison now on the wing. Here's Kylie. Down low to Kinsey. Short corner right. Spinning left. Baseline. Cut off by Griffin. And a whistle and a foul. With 8 seconds on the shot clock. It was a foul to give there, so no free throws. It will reset the shot clock as Griffin picks up her third foul. And as I mentioned, team foul number four. 11 to go in the game. 35. A fresh shot clock here for the Redhawks. Throwing it in underneath, they're down one. Here's Addison Williams up top, correction, Michaela Williams. Michaela hands it off to Kylie Nelson. Now Addison, little three-man weave up top. Michaela puts it on the dribble, gets in the lane, draws a foul. She'll shoot two with exactly 1 minute to go and her team down one. Riverside foul on Nyla Duncan, her second. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the way. Exactly 60 seconds remain. Michaela Williams at the line. She's 1-for-2 tonight, and that one is good. She's got 7. 39-39, we're tied. But Williams one more at the line, and the Redhawks take the lead. Two big freebies there for the sophomore, Michaela Williams. A timeout for the Redhawks. It's a full. We will follow it. Exactly a minute to go. Girls game in the Roundhouse. Redhawks 40. Cyclones 39. Don't go anywhere. We're back at 30 here on KNCA.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My, oh my, we got a good one here brewing with exactly a minute to go in the fourth and final quarter. Riverside here in hostile grounds. The Roundhouse at Hiawatha. Home team Redhawks clinging right now to a one-point lead, 40-39. Number five-ranked team in 3A, the Redhawks, 18-3 on the season. Riverside, their final game tonight in the regular season. They come in at 14-8. So here we go, final minute. Cyclones down one. Here's Duncan into the front court, picks up the dribble. Left side it goes, Mears in the corner, trying to wrap a pass around inside. And it's knocked out of bounds. Good defense by the Redhawks. Cyclones keep. 48 seconds remain, 23 on the shot clock. Redhawks 40, Cyclones 39. Griffin to throw it in underneath, left side of her own backboard. Here's Duncan up top, dribbling away from Michaela Williams. Now gets by Williams. Pass deflected, far side of the floor, out of bounds. Last touch by Nelson, 40 seconds remain, 15 on the shot clock. Redhawks still trying to get one big stop here.
What can happen in 40 seconds?
A lot can happen in 40 seconds. You are correct. As Whistler will throw it into Duncan. High on the wing. Clock is under 40 seconds. 11 on the shot clock here for the Cyclones. Ortega dribbles in from the right corner. Whistler straight away. 30 seconds to go. 5 on the shot clock. Griffin called for a travel. And the Cyclones turn it over with 29 and a half seconds to go. Down one.
17 turnovers to have for the Cyclones is something that's definitely going to bite them in the butt when they go back to look at this game.
The shot clock is turned off. How quickly to the Cyclones foul here. Ortega defending. This is Addison Williams on the dribble. 22 seconds left. They get it up top here to Twombly. 18 seconds. Riverside needing to foul. A lot of time running off the clock here. 13 seconds. You have got to foul, Cyclones. What are you doing? And there's the foul finally. 19 seconds to go. I'm just not sure that's the way to go about that scenario. And that foul is on Ella Whistler, and she is fouled out of the game. Precious time running off the clock, and you got an elite shooter at the line in Kylie Nelson. Ebony Alvarez checking in for Whistler, who just fouled out of the game, finishing with no points, but 8 rebounds. to the 5'9 senior. 40-39, Redhawks plus one. 9.3 seconds remain. Kylie Nelson at the line to shoot. Either way, Cyclones, even if she makes both, it's still going to be a one-possession game. First free throw comes and cool with it. Nelson knocks it down to give the Redhawks a two-point lead. As Nelson has 10 points tonight, it's 41-39, home team. Redhawks have one Riverside has one timeout left. The free throw is good. Nelson with 11, 42-39 Redhawks. Here's the final possession. Duncan picks it up, gets it off into the corner. Macy Mears for the tie at the buzzer. No, it's off the front rim, and the game is over. Macy Mears wide open would have sent it to overtime. It was off target, but 2 inches short, and the Redhawks prevail at home tonight for their 19th win of the season. Boy, it was fun for sure, but the home team Redhawks getting it done. They survive Riverside 42-39. Our postgame show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. More after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Do you know what to do in a self-defense situation? Staying calm and a quick response are vital to protecting yourself and loved ones. Gaining these valuable skills and more with Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts. Krav Maga teaches how to respond to numerous situations. Start your training today. Classes are Mondays and Thursdays, 8 to 9 p.m. First class is free. Find out more at HellerMartialArts.com or call 402-380-3383 for Krav Maga training at Heller Martial Arts.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games, with plenty of TVs to catch every play, from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the grub. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sabetha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farming City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farming City Supply.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness.
After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
Hi, this is Nick from Citizen State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network here tonight. Girls game in the Roundhouse has gone final, and the Redhawks surviving at home, defeating Riverside. Final count 42-39. Cyclones led it 12-10 after the first quarter. Built a 9-point lead midway through that second period. Ultimately, the Cyclones would have a 6-point lead at the half, 22-16. Then Hiawatha would outscore the Cyclones 26-17 in the second half. Riverside at one point in that third quarter had another 9-point lead that they let slip away. Riverside's lead was one going into the fourth quarter. The final 8 minutes, pretty much back and forth. Both teams certainly squandering some opportunities. But down late, final 30 seconds or so, Kylie Nelson, two big free throws for the Redhawks to give Hiawatha what was at the time that 42-39 lead. Riverside had a chance. Macy Mears wide open for three at the buzzer from the left wing. It was on target but short, and that held it to that final score of the Redhawks winning at 42-39. As Hiawatha, the girls now 19-3 on the season. They still got one more game before the playoffs next week. They'll be at Jefferson West on a Tuesday night. Riverside girls, it was there. Final regular season game tonight. They'll have to wait to see the sub-state brackets tomorrow. Riverside again in line for potentially a home game in that first round. But Riverside will fall to 14-9 to close out their regular season here tonight. Let's get you the stats in the girls game tonight. We'll start with Hiawatha. Two in double figures, led by Kylie Nelson with 11. She had 6 rebounds to boot. 10 points for Claire Twombly. Outside of that, 8 points Michaela Williams. You had 5 points from Laura Lears. You had 4 points and 5 rebounds from Addison Williams. You had 3 points tonight from Polly Rocky. Kenzie Nelson just 1 point, but doing what she does best, and that's clean the glass. Kenzie with 1 point, adding 12 rebounds in this game tonight. Riverside, individually, they also had 2 in at double figures. Nyla Duncan led the way, 12 points and 6 rebounds. She was a perfect 5-for-5 at the line. Kennedy Griffin, 11 points and 7 rebounds. Outside of that, Trinity Jackson, 8 points, 3 rebounds. Tori Ortega off the bench had 4 points and 4 rebounds. 3 points tonight for Ebony Alvarez, and 1 point as well for Macy Mears. We just mentioned Mears had the wide-open look at the buzzer. That would have sent the game to overtime, but just left it a touch short from the left wing. Total numbers tonight, statistically for both of these teams, starting with Hiawatha, they had 14 turnovers, 36 team rebounds. They were 12 of 18 at the line, and they knocked down 6 threes. For Riverside tonight, 20 turnovers, 13 of those 20 TOs in the second half. They had 31 rebounds. They were 13 of 16 at the line, and the Cyclones knocked down 4 shots from the outside. 42-39, Riverside falling here at Hiawatha tonight in our girls' game. Senior festivities going on. If you're watching on the Hiawatha channel, that is what you are viewing right now in between the games. And as always, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton, Mike Tank and Kay Armour, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Now time to announce our player of the game tonight. And that is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, the 5'5 junior, Kylie Nelson, again, not electric in terms of the stats, but she has had a record-breaking week. She has the most threes in a single season. She's pushing 70 threes on the season. Of course, she had 8 threes earlier this week in their win against Sabetha that broke a 4-year-old record. You got to go back to Clara Lindstrom back in 2022 when she had 7 threes in a game. Kylie back on Tuesday night in that 23-point win against Sabetha. 8 threes with 32 points. Again, it's been a record-setting week for Kylie Nelson, but 11 points tonight, but the 2 clutches free throws down the home stretch to help Hiawatha hold on for a 42-39 win. As we mentioned again, Hiawatha, their record 19-3. They'll go to Jeff West on Tuesday night. Essentially a tune-up game before they get going in the playoffs next week. Hiawatha girls locked into the 2 seed in the sub-state. And again, we'll see what happens to Riverside as they drop to 14-9. They were clumped up, tied for 6th place with Oskaloosa. We'll see what the Bears do tonight. So potentially an Oskaloosa win could bump down Riverside in the sub-state standings, but we got to see how things shake up in that regard later tonight. So that's going to take us to our break. Again, little bit of extra time here. So Megan Sturton, our KNZA studio producer, going to take care of us here for the next, let's call it 10 or 15 minutes or so. We'll see festivities for senior night on the floor in the roundhouse right now. But man, if you thought the girls' game was great, if it was any indication on the boys' game tonight, which we have 2 really good teams in the boys' game as well, don't go anywhere. Stick with us. We'll be back shortly. In the Riverside boys coming into tonight, 16-6 overall. They finished 8-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. Good for 2nd place behind Valley Falls, the league champs. And the Hiawatha boys, number 6 in Class 3A. The record is 18-3, and they secured their first league championship tonight with their 2-point win against Silver Lake. That final score, 53-51. The Red Hawk boys, their first league championship in 16 years. So don't go anywhere. Boys game from the roundhouse, straight ahead. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up.